his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so I kind of went into a rant there, just trying to shake people like a drill sergeant out of their malaise. Because if you don't get up, if you don't admit you're under attack, if you don't find your survival instinct, you're going to basically be politically dead and then physically dead. They're economically bankrupting us, bringing us into serfdom. You got to find your killer instinct, ladies and gentlemen. And your killer instinct's really your survival instinct. I don't mean to actually go out and kill people. I'm saying you've got to learn to fight back. You've got to learn to recognize when you're under attack and not be a coward and roll over, believing that if you get in a fetal position, it's going to make it all better. We got loaded phone lines here. I've got to get to the other news because there is just so much of it. The good, the bad, and the ugly, as they say. But I really want to hear from callers, folks, on your examples of the government engaged in this criminal takeover. And again, I say the government, it's the membrane through which the criminal interest in the corporate world get away with murder, and the public doesn't even know that they're basically the puppeteers. I want your take on this, and I want to hear your ideas for solutions. I've got a lot of ideas for solutions, but it's easy to throw out solutions. I've done that in most of my films. I talk about it here on air, nullification, getting healthy, getting involved, not turning your guns in, having a healthy family, educating the public, suing corrupt government people, standing up to them, exercising the First Amendment, voting with your dollars for organic, high-quality foods, local companies, buy America. None of us are perfect, but buy America as much as you can. Buy in your own country. But the biggest thing is waking up, folks. People are upset now. They know things are going bad, but they're there believing more government's going to save them. We've got to teach people about the narrative of the New World Order because that's the real narrative. That's the game plan. People know things are wrong. They don't trust the system, but they don't know why it's happening. They don't know who the enemy is. Knowing the enemy is half the battle. And that's not from G.I. Joe. That's a military term, thousands of years old. Know thy enemy as thyself. Sun Tzu, all of them, the Romans, all of it. It's the same permutations. If you don't know the enemy, folks, you don't have a chance in a snowball in you know where. Let's take a phone call before I go to break, and then we'll come back and go to more. Andy in Tennessee, you're first up out of the box. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Pretty freaked out. Loving my children. Pretty freaked out about how bad things are.
Right on. I just want to give you props. You're a great God-fearing man, and that's what it's all about. We got to put God first, and I just wanted to take a moment and step back and take a look at Honda. They're coming out with new artificial intelligence. There's a robot called Atlas, and what's going to happen when these people are not held accountable for the things that these robots and artificial intelligence do?
Coming out saying the robots will have rights. Just like if you kill a police dog, you get life in prison. If you kill another citizen, you get on average about 6 years in jail. Because a dog is worth 100 times what a human is when it's in service to the government. Well, when it's not, it's no big deal for the government to kill your dog. You know, a chihuahua, they feel like if it barks at them. But the robots, in fact, that's coming up. The robots are going to have more rights than you're going to have. And you're right, they're coming out with Sentinel robots. I'm going to cover that in the next segment.
Yes, sir. And, you know, if my dog sat on the front porch and bites the mailman, they want to kill my dog and put me behind bars, you know. So I just wanted to thank you for you looking out to God, and I just want people to wake up.
God bless you, and thanks for putting up with me, brother. Please, listeners, don't thank me. You know, Rush Limbaugh has that dittos thing. And I just people, you know, I should just call in and say, you know, let's all work together. Let's keep going because I want to thank you. I'm always just burning to get on air, especially when I've been off a few days and I get on air and don't make half the points I meant to. We've just got to find our basic instinct of liberty again and not be a domesticated creature. Domestication leads to slaughter. We want to be free like Mustangs on the plains or like the Comanche. We do not want to be domesticated by the New World Order because they're eugenicists that are sworn to kill us deader than a hammer. And people better wake up to the fact you can't choose a side. The globalists are coming down on everybody. Everybody.
Strategic.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
KMLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984
is 1776.
Yeah! You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let me at him! Thanks for joining us. Well, I tell you, 2013 is ultra long in the old tooth. Before you know it, it'll be 2014 as we plunge into the future on spaceship Earth. By the way, they're saying that that comet that almost plunged into the sun, they thought it had plunged into the sun, is now a zombie comet. Because they've never, in modern times, since they've had telescopes out, documented one going right by the sun and almost completely being burnt up with only a small fragment surviving, but it may still be visible in the night sky in the next 2 to 3 weeks in December. So we're going to be telling you some about that. I've got a huge stack of science news. Let me just give people these headlines, and I'll cover it after I go to your phone calls. Look at this Times of India report. Humans emerge from male pig and female chimp, world's top geneticist says. Humans are actually hybrids who emerge as an offspring of a male pig and a female chimpanzee, according to one of the world's leading geneticists. Turning the theory of human ancestry on its head, Dr. Eugene McCarthy, one of the world's leading authorities on hybridization in animals from the University of Georgia, has suggested that humans didn't evolve from just apes, but was a back cross hybrid of chimpanzees and pigs. Folks, these scientists have no idea what's actually going on. And if you guys actually click that link on the article, it'll take you actually to the Times of India. I want to show the actual source on that. Thanks. Don't want to show people the image they have there. That's because, I don't get into the church's fake debate about evolution not existing, and then preachers make themselves scientists, and then get into a false debate with other preachers of Darwinism who then make up a bunch of stuff. The truth is things spontaneously basically appear in the fossil record, and that's a fact. And the theory of evolution as we see it is a fraud. All the top geneticists are now saying someone designed this. Space aliens must have done it. They have all these theories. And Prometheus, like the movie Prometheus, it must be like Prometheus. This is now what the majority of them believe, or that we're crossed with a pig and a chimpanzee, because they're looking at the genetics, and it's not what they said. And you can breed a tiger with a lion, or a donkey with a horse, because they're so closely related. And most of the time you'll get a sterile offspring, a mule, or a liger. But you don't breed chimpanzees with pigs, folks. I've studied enough genetics. That is total, absolute bull. That is like saying that, you know, a shark is going to breed with a halibut. I mean, those are even closer related, and they can't even mate. I mean, this is just absolute, total bull. So there you go. They're changing. But, you know, they still teach in public schools the theory of evolution from 150 years ago, showing babies in utero with gills, which isn't true. I mean, they don't care. They don't care. Why not? Tell people Obamacare gave you free health care. It isn't true. People think, anyways, I'm ranting. That's just one article. Let me give you some of the other articles. Look at this out of the Daily Mail. Dial 000000 for Armageddon. U.S. top secret launch nuclear code was frighteningly simple. That's right. That was the designation during the Cold War for the nuclear football. The launch codes for the president to give the authorization to destroy the planet, basically, was 000000. That's hard to figure out. Continuing here, is it okay to torture or murder a robot? BBC reports they're now going to launch robots as police. In fact, that's now being done. And so they want to make it where you'll get life in prison for hurting one of their robots, but if the police kill you, a slave, serf, it'll be they'll get a medal, unlike drone pilots. And here it is out of the New York Times. Coming soon, a night watchman with wheels. That's right, rolling robots that look like R2-D2 spying on you, bossing you around, face scanning you, and then they can call in the drones. And then the really important news, is it safe? Radioactive Japanese wave nears U.S. That was like when I was watching a press conference back when Bush was in office, Bush 43. They were asking Perino, the spokeswoman, the press secretary, is it true there's been some dollar devaluation? Of course, you can just look at the numbers on the world market and see the dollar was being devalued. And she'd say, I'm not going to comment on monetary issues. Like, is it true the sun came up this morning? And they're like, is it a problem that finally, after 2.5 years, the radioactive wave of junk and garbage, highly radioactive, you've already seen a fivefold increase of places in San Diego, the amount of radiation in the tuna and things like that. Now the main wave is about to hit early next year, and they say, is it dangerous in the wake of the deadly tsunami that hit Japan in 2011 and severely damaged nuclear reactor, its reactors, 5 of the 6, get that straight, Fox News. Japanese officials, not servants, say that the level of radiation are safe for everyone outside the reactor itself, but as radioactive water from the plant nears the west coast of North America, the water is expected to hit in 2014. Can we be sure it's safe? But the government says it's very safe and good for you. That's right. In fact, Ann Coulter says the Japanese should be thankful for the increased radiation. I think she should go live in the shattered reactor. Most of the rescue team that helped try to contain it, they're all dead now, but most of them are dead. But anyways, no, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Radiation's good for you. Mother's milk's bad. Big government's dangerous. George Washington said it, I know. I'm that wild guy. Oh, boy, I'm saying radiation and high levels is bad for you. I mean, the International Atomic Energy Agency admits that Chernobyl from 1986 killed over 1 million people in the aggregate from tumors. But, hey, what's a million dead? I apologize for being extreme. The radiation's good. Just drink all the salt water, eat the fish. Everything's fine. Okay, there. I'm a mainstream broadcaster now. All right, everything's fine. Obamacare works great. And, of course, the new website didn't work again, but they'll just tell you it did work like they've been doing for 2 months and everything's fine. Okay, the site works great. And Obama didn't hire any lobbyists, and he lied about everything, but that's okay. Okay, continuing here with the news, ladies and gentlemen, obviously, actually, people are awake to what's going on, but they don't realize how bad it is. And here's the latest Gallup poll that I mentioned earlier, but I'll show this to you from the Washington Examiner. It's up on DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. New low for Congress. Just 6% approve, finally lower than car salespeople. Was previously 10%, now it's 6%. Isn't that just sweet? In God we trust, maybe, but not each other. The same poll out shows a record low folks trusting each other. Continuing here, inside the race to rescue healthcare site and Obama. like Obama did it. It's not like foreign banks did it. Oh, and here it is out of the Telegraph. Media attacks Obama's Soviet-style publicity policy, where they don't do press conferences or they only take prearranged questions and only do photo ops now. because they don't even need you anymore. No one watches state-run media, so why shouldn't they just put the press release? In fact, they've now come out in the last 5 years with the CIA program where they put a press release in and then it rewrites it 100 different ways to make it look like people wrote it. They put a fake name on it, and a lot of the news you see now and a lot of the witnesses and people they have in government articles are totally made up. I'm not kidding. You think I'm joking? Look it up. Just type in CIA creates fake writing programs, fake journalism programs. Continuing here, everything's going to automation. Drones that are automated, robots, you're not needed anymore. Drink fluoride, drink deep. They love you. Doesn't matter that every globalist white paper says they're creating a technocracy to slowly poison everyone and then kill us en masse. That's scary. It's obviously not true. Government loves you. Drink fluoride. Take extra shots. When you go into Walgreens or CVS and they give you a discount for taking the shot, it's because it's good for you and they love you and they want to help you. We'll be right back. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today. Got me your pocket full.
That's world record BS.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, folks. And Obama says 100 million people have signed up for Obamacare, even though it's less than 10,000. Doesn't matter. I'm a conspiracy theorist because I question known liars. So I'm going to be a mainstream broadcaster. I agree, 100 million signed up. It's good the Army's being trained in official manuals that George Washington was bad and gun owners are bad. You can just type in Army Manual Demonizes Gun Owners and George Washington. You'll get mainstream news. And I agree. I think that's normal. I feel real good about the government doing that. Because George Washington was a bad person. If you just tuned in, I'm being sarcastic about George Washington being a bad person. I'm not being sarcastic about those Army manuals. And when we pointed out first the media attacks us and goes, what's the big deal? And later, well, I guess we'll stop teaching that. It shows how whacked out freakazoid the people are that are running the system. And I'm normal because I'm freaked out about it, folks. And I want to do something about it. I'm real mad about 3 new coal power plants a week in China as they shut down on average 3 a week here or more. Because I know our number one source of power, 52%, is coal. And I know our power prices are going up. And for me, that just hurts my pocketbook. For a lot of poor folks, that wrecks their lives. And I know they're doing that so nobody can compete in America, and you got to move to China. And that gets me hopping angry, cheating Americans. Bunch of globalists playing games. And I get real angry when the Dallas mayor says no free speech, no rallies allowed for 4 days in Dallas on the 50th anniversary. So I go up there, and for 3 days I go, well, good job, Dallas police, for being in America and not arresting me, even though the mayor said to. We'll work with you and won't bullhorn during the ceremonies and stuff. And then the feds just send in the Dallas Sheriff Department to punch people in the face and beat people up and grab me around the neck and everything else. And they all look like thugs who hated us. They hated Americans. They hated freedom. They hated the shield of liberty. If I'd have been standing in Walmart wanting some slave good, beating somebody up, there's video of women beating each other up and men beating each other up, and the cops don't stop them. They come over and try to take the camera of the guy that filmed it. I mean, there's video out of a woman ran off the road into the edge of water. She ended up dying. She drowned after they got her out. And the cop stands there and said, I'm not getting wet, that the video's on Infowars.com, and 5 other men dig them out. And I guess the word is they're going to try to give the men that tried to save the women tickets. That's like this new thing that they do where if a city lifeguard, goes 1 foot over the line of the city property at the beach to save somebody, they get arrested. I mean, this is a government for itself, by itself, period. So incredibly disgusting. A cop that won't render aid. It's because that's who they want. It's come out that the L.A. Sheriff Department hires criminals on purpose. Of course they do. I mean, I know hardcore convicts when I see them, folks. I'll guarantee you, those were hardened crooks. A bunch of them that were in the sheriff's department. I had a buddy who was in the Army call me and go, man, that was my drill sergeant, one of those guys. That guy was horrible. He was the worst guy at the base. Totally evil. Now he was in command of those people. I even know his name. That's who they've got. Units of literal trash. I said I'd go to your calls. I got to shut up and go to your calls. It's just that get your instinct back. Stop lying down. We're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take calls the rest of the show. I got a little bit of NSA news to hit.
I haven't plugged anything yet, but I've got 12 calls on the line. That's what this current phone system takes. When you hear somebody hang up, it's your chance to call in at 877-789-2539. Kathy and Chris and Sully and Tony and Ben and Laura and John and Eric and Alan and BB and Lola and Daniel and everybody else, we're going to get to you. But separately, before I take your calls, I want to just tell people a couple things. I put out a magazine at cost because as print dies, we go into print. We dominate the web, we go into print. It's been very successful getting the word out. Big color, glossy magazine, 64 pages. And it's got a bunch of dinosaurs, one CNN, one's MSNBC, one's CBS, out there on the green field as the comet comes in to kill them. And the comet's named New Media. And they have no idea what's about to hit them. And this whole issue is just really bombshell. It is the latest issue now out and available. Great to give friends and family. You can get these in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. Or give somebody a gift subscription. Great to do this Christmas season. If I'm politically incorrect, this Christmas season. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it is the December 2013 issue, and it is a great way to wake people up. It is a great way to take action and to reach out to people, and it covers a whole bunch of really, really key issues across the board. And it's got good-looking women with 50-caliber rifles firing as well, things like that. And they're really evil, you know, male-type stuff is in there, just real Americana. It's just... gets into all the proctology exams police are doing under federal orders all over the road. It's just, I mean, the magazine covers it all. And it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's big, glossy magazines you can buy in bulk to give out to people to wake them up after you're done reading them. Or give a 12-issue gift subscription. We're running a special right now of 30% off on the gift subscriptions at InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, I'm going to put a video out this week explaining it. It's the best coffee I've ever had. I finally was able to private label it at lower price, about 45% lower price than what I was buying it at retail. It is Wake Up America Patriot Blend, Arabica, Shade Grown, High Mountains, Chiapas, Mexico. It's better than Guatemalan, which is my previous favorite. Took me 2 years to get this deal done directly from the folks. It's total fair trade. It's co-op level, Oregon Tilt, highest level of organic certification, roasted in Colorado by Patriots. There's photos on the site. The people literally, their giant coffee roasting machines have InfoWars.com on them before I was buying stuff from them. It's funny. I finally found out where I could get it. They're already listeners. So match made in heaven, lovingly roasted in America, InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the immune support that also has these amazing mushrooms infused, shown to boost immune system. And we have the nascent iodine, special atomic iodine that is a certified, patented, special type. They use a sound wave technology unlike anything you've ever had for the thyroid, the rest of the body, with all that radiation hitting the West Coast. That's why I ended up getting this product. Nobody even knew about it, and I was seeing what I could do for my family. InfoWarsLife.com. For 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call the toll-free number, ask any questions about any specials on the products, any of it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And that is, again, up on InfoWars.com. You can just link through the shopping cart there. And that's how we fund our operation. Not like NPR with taxpayer money. Not like MSNBC with stimulus money. It's free association, free market, high-quality products that I personally use, develop, believe in. ProPure, best gravity-fed system, water filters, 20% off promo card, promo code WATER20. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I promise, when we come back, I'm going directly to your calls on solutions to turn this around and the lawlessness of the rogue government.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. we're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. You know, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Lord willing, with the weekday broadcast. You can find all the details, free podcast, audio streams, video streams at InfoWars.com. Okay, I've been hogging the time. I appreciate all the callers holding. I'm going to go to your calls right now. And for those that just joined us, I'm asking the listeners, I use the example of police under federal grants confiscating legal firearms all over the country. Carpet cleaner's at your house, sees a gun case, doesn't like it, cops come take them. Just say, our policy is we want to take your guns. They don't give them back. This is Ammo Land and the NRA reporting on this. And it's just an example of how government does whatever it wants now. Because it's regulating itself. That's called tyranny. What are your examples of government tyranny and government being above the law? And then what are your ideas of solutions to turn this around? Or have we passed the point of no return? Let's go to Kathy, Sully, Tony, Ben, Laura, John, Eric, Alan, BB, Lola, and others. I'm going to you right now. Kathy in North Carolina, thanks for holding.
Sure. Well, the examples I can think of where the government thinks it's against the law are things that they made legal, like the chemtrails, and then public law 105-85, where they can spray unknowing citizens. GMOs, vaccines, fluorine. We let the NDAA go by, even though Ron Paul talked about that openly. They obviously, if someone connects the dots, are not our friends there.
See, you might as well be speaking Martian, though. You're totally informed. You know about the public law where they claim they can do lethal testing on us. It was for law enforcement or research. They have on the books they can kill us for research purposes in the U.S. Code. You just gave that out. The average lawyer doesn't know how to look that up. You just talked about the geoengineering that's declassified, spraying aluminum dioxide on us, and the average person does not even know what you're talking about. The NDAA, where they can secretly arrest you, torture you, and kill you. Obama should have been instantly impeached when he signed that December 31st, 2011. The average person doesn't know what that is and thinks you're bad because you know information.
Right. Yeah, and so to me it seems like certainly trying to vote the right person in, what choices we get. Anyways, it's not the answer, and it seems like one problem is for the world family to act as one, we have the language barrier that kind of puts a crimp in that, but if we communicated to each other with pictures, like for instance, I know they're putting billboards up, getting donations for billboards about chemtrails and different things. But if it was on the internet and we used pictures, like there's a company called, I don't know if I can say it, I'm not trying to advertise with them, but if we use pictures for a language and try to all come up with an action.
You know, it's funny you're saying this. I want to come up with an image of people listening to a radio, then a TV, then a computer, then a smartphone, then Google Glasses, then brain ports, then the brain replaced with machinery, electronics, and then we're not human anymore. You could show that in pictures to show people the actual plan. Great points. I'm trying to get a graphics crew together. I'm trying to get more money in to hire more people so that we can realize all that and get across the language barrier. I was jogging this morning and had that epiphany. Pictures. We've got to put out online free storybooks to explain the New World Order, to explain water fluoridation, to explain what they're putting in the vaccines. That's the answer. Absolutely. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Sully in New York, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, there's a little static before you got on.
Yeah, that's what it does. For those that don't know, on the standard talk radio phone system, when you get aired, it goes to let you know you're going on air. Go ahead.
So you talked about, to name some things that corporations are doing. And government. One of the biggest ones, obviously, is Fast and Furious. But one of the ones that's not as well known is, and I forgot what the name of the actual statute was, but they allow for testing of, they allow for diesel exhaust, diesel trucks to sit under pipes at hospitals and pump the diesel air right into certain rooms in the hospitals to make people more sick.
That was North Carolina EPA secret programs to literally do secret lethal human experimentation. That broke this year. In fact, David Knight, a group he was involved with in North Carolina, actually broke that. Yes, you're right.
Right. So, I mean, that's an example of the government just being allowed to do something like that, and nobody really saying or doing anything about it. But you asked for solutions. Really, the best solution, and I hate to sound corny, but honestly, the best solution is just freedom. You know. And what do I mean by that? Meaning that the more people know about actually what's going on and the more they're free to create their own solutions as to what to do that are, you know, healthy and nonviolent and et cetera, the more creative and the more exciting it becomes.
I totally agree. And more, I think we should do all this instead of me having to hire people, train them, figure it all out, deal with it, deal with all the interpersonal stuff that comes with management. So I have a great team now, but it's been hard to develop them, find the right people. I need to have more contests where we have contests by graphic artists on different subjects to then put out a coffee table book to finance the paying of the artist, but then put it out online for free on like 10 subjects worldwide, the final chapter showing human unity against the breakaway civilization. And the globalists, in literally hundreds of white papers going back over 100 years ago, said they would create a breakaway technocracy, siphoning off our tax money behind a national security state to then build this advanced civilization where the elite are so advanced from us, it's like gods to insects is the way that they describe it. And they're building what Eisenhower warned of. The scientific technological elite is in control of the military-industrial complex. That's the full quote. And they are literally building a dehumanization grid. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's go to another caller. Laura in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Well, you asked for solutions and you also asked about the lawlessness, but I think some people don't realize the incrementalness of it, the micromanagement of what's happening. Just here in western Wisconsin, we're having issues with being pulled over legalities, and people don't think about, oh, it's just a cop, you know, I'm just being pulled over by a cop and it'll go away, and if he doesn't give me a ticket, then everything's okay. But
No, it's first contact. They're getting people not used to police, who aren't criminals, used to being in the system, so that you won't flinch when they pull you over and take you away to the FEMA camp, and the cop himself doesn't know. That's why they have checkpoints now to check to see if your license is in order. Totally unconstitutional. Sorry, man, go ahead.
Well, what they've done here now is that you can legally register your vehicle even if you don't have a driver's license, and my husband is a disabled non-driver, and I get pulled over constantly in a vehicle because he has the registration, because it's a legal registration, but they're checking who the driver is.
Yeah, and that's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. The illegal aliens are all legalized. Obama by fiat has legalized basically all of them. It's total fraud. The system is a fraud, and the police are being trained to make contact with the public, get us used to contact. There are actual Army psychological warfare films from the 60s that are online. We played clips of them where they show how to dominate a public. It's everything they're doing here.
And as far as the educate, or as far as like a solution, one of the biggest things I think is to, I mean, we are, our generation and the generation before us and the generation before us, I'm a little older than you are, Alex, we're probably, the other people out there, the sheeple, are done. I mean, there's nothing we can really do for them, I don't think. There's maybe a few more to wake
and
up.
And some young people are awake, but they're either awake or they're totally in the matrix. They've grown up under surveillance. They were born into slavery. They have no idea.
And what you need to, what we need to do is what you and I have done, which is homeschool our children and get them out of the system and teach them what is real.
That's the answer. The globalists have broken away to build their technocracy from us. We've got to hold our resources back, sabotage the system every way we can, and pull out and teach our children this is an alien evil system. Anything else, ma'am?
That's it. Just it's been 30 years I've been homeschooling, and I got the kids out there, and they're awake as all can get out, and if everybody else would do it, we'd be great.
That's it. Keep the internet free. Everybody be activists in media. Get your children out of the system. Teach them everything on television is meant to wreck their mind, and that the government has been captured by foreign offshore banks. Knowing that is half the battle. More calls straight ahead.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com. Vapor.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I mean, they're on television saying you didn't build your business, your kids don't belong to you. They're passing laws to let your kids have abortions without parental consent and take vaccines. And the same laws are being passed in Australia and England and Canada and the U.S. and Germany. It's global. It's big corporations. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, go look it up. They finance Agenda 21, Common Core curriculum, 2 plus 2 equals 5. Your kid won't know tyranny if they don't know what 2 plus 2 equals. They finance disarming you. Well, of course foreign banks want you disarmed. Can you imagine the Greeks having all their property taken right now? If they had guns? It's real simple. All those rich bankers got private jets and armed bodyguards. And live in armored fortresses. But they say you can't have bodyguards. Your own bodyguard. I got like 15 calls here, but I'm going to go as fast as I can. Paul, Chris, and others. Paul, solutions to this tyranny. The last lady really said it. Get out of the system. I never used to say, you know, civil disobedience, noncompliance. The system's all a fraud. The foreign banks don't pay taxes. At this point, do whatever you got to do, folks. The system's against you. Paul in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. I wanted to come up with a solution first. I've been working with local governments, state governments, village cities, and I've been experiencing that's been the only solution I've seen up to this point, and getting out of the system between the vaccine.
That's it. The globalists come in and take over the local government. That's where the real power is, just to non-comply and sabotage. And by sabotage, I went to, for a week up in Hot Springs, Arkansas, earlier this year with my family on a working vacation. They were having a water treatment statewide convention there, and I probably had two dozen or more head water people come over who were listeners and said, listen, they passed a law saying we got to put fluoride in. When our cities voted it out, we just dump it. We don't put it in now. They were all. That's what you do. Go ahead. Sorry.
This story is pretty big that I have for you, so you probably need to get my number and call me off air.
Go ahead.
The city I live in does put fluoride in the water. They know all about the toxins and the things that it does. That's just a whole other thing. I addressed that with them. They said, well, it would be too much work to stop. They admitted it was dangerous. They said it would be too much work to stop. But Agenda 21 has totally taken over my city, the city of East Liverpool. They hired a Utah-based firm, Better City LLC. Check them out. I don't know about them, but they're horrible. They paid them like $2.5 million to come in. They're now making it illegal for landlords. Well, the punishment is a first-degree misdemeanor, punishable by a $1,000 fine or 6 months in jail, up to that.
No, they're using zoning laws to roll out like the family courts 100 years ago for eugenics, a total takeover of society.
Right. Well, what they're doing is they're now requiring landlords, I mean, they've been requiring landlords to buy licenses, but now the stipulation is that you register every detail of all to be allowed to have a license to rent out any property.
No. What guns you personally have, what they're going to do, it's all globally standardized, sir.
Every piece of information about not just the person on the lease, every single piece of information about every single person in the home. And you have to do a full criminal background check, checking for everything.
Understand if it's illegal aliens, though, then they're all above the law and you have to leave them alone. I've talked to high-level national managers of some of the biggest, I knew this years ago, but now it's in the news, of national chains of apartment complexes. They tell them, let the illegals have 10 to apartment. If a citizen has one extra person visiting for more than 2 days, kick them out. We got to make way for the illegals.
But right. So it's illegal. If these people, if they can't pass the background check and the credit check, and you've got to give all that information to the city.
No. What you do is you go in, you point it out in city council, you show where they're leaving illegal aliens alone, and it's the selective enforcement is how you'll bring them down. Send me info, sir, in an email, showtips@infowars.com. I'm fully aware of it. It's global standardized zoning to shut America down. And the insiders can run crack houses full of whoever they want. You will be shut down no matter what you do. It's mafia government, sir. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks. Two quick examples. We need to be willing to make real sacrifices, and they need to be visible. I work as a contract project manager and was working for a healthcare company, and we're installing software into a hospital. They told me I couldn't go into the hospital unless I agreed to take the flu vaccine. I flatly refused. Had a chance to lose my job there. They finally backed down because I refused to take their flu vaccine.
And everybody's got to say no together because now they're going to make it hundreds of vaccines they're going to make you take, which on record hurts you. Go ahead.
So they're trying to link that to your job, which is illegal.
That's right.
Second example, I dared to bring up to a coworker that I would rather drive than fly on a business trip instead of because of dealing with the TSA. Instead of listening to me on that, they tattled on me to my boss.
Oh, no, that's secret
fired.
Police. Oh, yeah, saying you don't love the government is now a reason to be fired. You were fired because the secret police got you in the free country?
Secret police, I guess they work as other contractors in my industry.
So I was interrupting you. Did you say you got fired?
Yes, I did. I lost that contract. So it wasn't a full-time employment job. So they could fire me a little bit more, you know.
Well, aren't they good little Soviet snitches? They'll be living in North Korea soon enough. Man, these people are scum. Go ahead.
And so the answer is decentralization. Your last caller mentioned about working within local politics. I've heard that before. All politics is local. That is where we have to really take the fight to them. The other thing is to make it a visible protest, you know, against one of the largest apparatuses out there, and that's the TSA.
Well, exactly. I agree, because they're the tip of the spear in the takeover, the federal police. You're telling me that these contractors tattled on you when the TSA is almost as unpopular as Congress with less than 10% approval rating? So the people you worked with were so anti-liberty. That they, what kind of contractor would fire you because you complained about the TSA?
People that love their jobs more than liberty. And that's where we
But see, they think the instinct is to grovel to tyranny and they'll get ahead. They're going to bring everything down. Oh, these people have no idea. They have no idea. Go ahead.
So the answer is to make it a visible display of not flying. Business people have got to stop flying. That is what's going to bring down the TSA. then people have to be willing to lose their jobs to do it. The pilots did it. I don't know why other business people can't.
Listen, I walked in a CVS today to buy a toothbrush for here at the office, and the guy behind the counter goes, "My mom's a listener, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Okay, great." And he goes, "By the way, don't film in here. My boss said if you ever come in here, don't film." And I hadn't filmed in that CVS before, and I was like, with all these flu shot signs. So I'm going to go back there now, because my iPhone was in the car, just because they said that, and I'm going to call the manager out and everything. And go, "What, you're going to film me? You got, you know, get a 20% discount if I take the flu shot? Here's your own insert saying you can give me Guillain-Barré or kill me. I think I'm going to stand out front, not on your property, but the sidewalk, bullhorning that you can die from this shot." And the guy goes, "Well, listen, we just don't like it that you're anti-CVS. I go, "It's not about CVS, dummy. I'm in here buying a stupid toothbrush. It's about every store I go in, they're pushing a shot that doesn't protect you from the flu and triples your chances of Alzheimer's in major studies." God bless you, sir. You're absolutely right. It's time to get aggressive. Yeah, there, New York Daily News. Man took a shot, brain swole up, he died from the flu shot. Gardasil shots don't protect you from papilloma. They kill you in many cases. But so what? Just, it's all fun. I'm going into overdrive. I have to do it, guys. I have to go to all the calls because we've got John and Eric and Alan and BB and Lola and Chris and Tony and Ben. But I'm going to just boom, boom, boom. When we come back, so most stations don't carry the third hour because the third hour doesn't exist except in cyberspace at Infowars.com with the audio feeds, Infowars.com/show to find the free video and audio feeds, to see the high-quality archives, all my films, the nightly news, and more, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to start running a special this week. Need to get that yearly special going, where people get 3 months free when they sign up for a year. But you can sign up monthly right now. It's $5.95. And each monthly subscription is really 11 people can use the same username passcode. Create an original username passcode. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can see all my films in high def, other films, the live nightly news, the live events, the archives, the commercial-free podcasts of the show, and it supports the transmission. PrisonPlanet.tv. Give subscriptions today. Go give yourself a subscription, and then 11 people you can share the username and passcode with, friends and family, with that username and passcode. That's separate from your credit card info, so it's safe. We've set it up that way. You can share your username and passcode with up to 11 members of your family who can then simultaneously log in and see it all, and it supports the transmission. But for everybody else, the free audio video feeds of the radio show / TV show at Infowars.com/show. Other stations, other great shows in the news are coming up for you. Because I can say other great shows are on talk radio now. We've really led the way with true constitutional libertarian futurist research to where now all the big shows are covering these issues instead of attacking me because it all came true. Anyways, great job to the crew. This is it for the main radio broadcast, but internet only coming up for 10, 15 minutes to finish up with your calls. I promise to get to your calls. So we will do this in overdrive at Infowars.com/show right now. Wake up to the tyranny, folks. Wake up to the facts.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.